So, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the next podcast on the R051 portion of the Sports Studies of Cambridge Nationals. Continuing still to look at LO1, what we're looking at is the issues which affect participation in sport, and today I'm going to look at the popularity of sport in the UK. So, first thing to think about when we're looking at this area is contextually, as in society. At the moment in sport in the UK, why are sports covered a particular way? Why are they funded so much? Why are they attended or not attended as well as others? Bringing us through to the main question is, why are the sports that are popular in the UK, why are they so popular? Is there any way in for different sports? Will there ever be a big change? So that's what we're kind of going to look at today. You've got to think about the sports you play yourselves, the reason you participate in a sport. Is it because other people have participated in it before? Is it because of the environment or climate of this country? Is it because you've seen a very, very successful team or individual, male or female participant, and you followed them? Is that participant then become your role model? Do you participate in a sport because it's deemed acceptable in your household, or it's unacceptable, so that's why you don't do it? So that's what we're going to dive in with today. As always, this is here to support the main lesson content. But again, if you're just listening in for the first time, welcome along. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for participating. Always good to try and make a few notes, or if you've got your book or any revision materials alongside you, use that appropriately. Please don't just lean on this as a standalone, as in if you listen to this you know everything, because I think the kind of the triangle of being in lesson, using this, and using past papers as best you can will really support you moving forward. So, there are a number of reasons why sport is popular or unpopular in the UK. So I'll follow them through. The first one is participation. The next one's provision. The following one is environment or climate. Also spectatorship and media. The success of individuals and success of teams. The role models in that sport, and also the social acceptability. Firstly, participation. Participation can hugely impact on the popularity of a sport. The more people who participate in the sport, the more popular it becomes. And obviously, conversely, the less people who participate in the sport, the less popular it is. Well, we look in our country and we look at how popular football is. And obviously, from a participation level, it is really, really popular. But it isn't the most popular sport in the UK. What we're starting to see is a massive shift towards people participating in things on their own. So you could actually argue that football isn't popular because of participation, particularly in certain aspects of the country. That's more popular because of maybe some of the role models, or the success of teams, or success of individuals, or the media content, as in how it's covered by things like Sky Sports, BT Sport, and to a lesser extent, BBC and ITV. When you start looking at the less people who participate in a sport and the less popular it is, you only have to go through to even some of the things that we take for granted as some of our Olympic sports. You look at kind of gymnastics, and you look at things like hockey, maybe cycling, some things like that up until very recently, up until definitely 2012, have been maybe unpopular, but because of success, which I'm going to mention later, they have become a lot more at the forefront now, particularly when we're talking about funding, because we have got successful individuals in those areas. The next thing to look at is provision. Now, we talked about provision in the last podcast, and what that means is if they are easy to access, or if there is good funding in that local area, or there is a number of coaches, or they're basically the national governing body of that sport, I've kind of dedicated some time, or I've made sure that there is an area that you can participate in their sport, it's going to be really, really popular. The example that we look at, things, if sports are easy to access, they become more popular. Football is a really, really good one. I'm sorry to maybe keep referring back to it, but it is a really, really easy one to mention, because football can be made so many different ways. We only have to look at the kind of the mutated games. I know from me growing up, it was we always used to kind of play doubles, pairs football, or you play singles. I know people do still play that on the mugger at school. I can see you guys play one bounce as well, which is all the football skills but no kind of team element to it, all the way through to the kind of the normal, maybe things like five a side, seven a side, and then your 11 a side, because it's so easy to participate in it. All you need is a slightly open space, and they used to kind of refer to it as like jumpers for goalposts. You didn't need the actual equipment, you only needed a ball. It was really, really easy to participate in. Sports which are harder to access, or harder because you do need some equipment, things like tennis. You have to hire the court, they're expensive. Obviously, you do need a bigger space. You can't just kind of play the kind of the mutated versions of things like football. Tennis is generally tennis. There's, obviously, people are now trying to make it a lot more based in things like fitness, when you start seeing things like tennis circuits and things that are being offered to get more people involved in it. But it still stands to reason that if things like tennis are less popular, it is generally because you do have to hire the court and provide your own equipment, or equipment that you do provide is quite expensive. Our next one to look at is the environment and climate of the country. We need to look at making sure when we're using this as examples, we use British examples, obviously because we are in Britain studying this course. So if you have the right environment or climate needed for a sport, it will become more popular. For example, you only have to go up to Yorkshire and you look at things like gorge walking and rambling. You might look at some climbing, you might look at canoeing, things like that, because the environment or the climate is suitable for it. Equally, you go further down south and you go to places like Cornwall. Surfing is massively important and massively popular there because they have the right environment and the right climate for it. If you don't have the right environment or climate, obviously the sports become less popular. You only have to look at some of the snow sports and the amount of snow sports that we participate in this country. And yet, dry ski slope, skiing and snowboarding has got its place. But in comparison to other countries, countries which have that actual facility or that have that environment and climate, we're not going to be as prolific when we are participating in it. For example, you only have to look at places like Austria or France, where the amount of skiing is done, and places like Italy, it's prolific compared to us. Okay, so the next one I'm going to look at is spectatorship and media. Referring back to my example earlier, the media can help sports be more popular by them being shown on TV. For example, in the UK, football, rugby, rugby union, athletics now are becoming very popular in the UK because they're generally put on at peak times. Only 2 years ago, Sky Sports started launching the Saturday night game, at 8 o'clock game, which has always historically been family prime time TV, where you kind of watch a game show, or something like Gladiators would have been on in my day, where you sat down as a family and watched that, things like Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway at the moment. Well, football obviously is trying to gain some of that audience, and I mean, do you know what, all power to them, particularly if we're looking at things like contemporary issues. That is a contemporary issue within sport, is that Sky Sports are allowing football coverage to happen at that time. Is that a positive? Is that a negative? Well, I'll let you guys be the decider on that. Other sports, for example, things like handball, are less popular because it isn't advertised or it's not shown on TV. So if we were talking about making a sport more popular, and I know in class, one of the tasks that we've talked about is you kind of publicising a sport, or coming up with a business plan to make a sport more popular. I know a number of people have used handball and said, look, we're going to make sure that it's on a TV channel, maybe not one of the big TV channels like BT Sport or ESPN or Sky Sports, but go with something like Free Sports or go with Channel 5, almost like World's Strongest Man. Is you make a channel the home of that, so that's where you go and watch it, and whether it's on at particular times of the year or a particular season, but you know if you're doing that project that that's when that sport is going to be seen. So for example, something like handball, absolutely no reason BBC or ITV or Channel 5 couldn't put a bit of money into that and get it more popular. I know we love it in school. Things like handball and volleyball we've become really, really good at. That's because obviously you guys are participating in it because we're giving provision. But if we're looking outside of that and looking at people being spectating it or it being covered up more on media, it's the big companies that need to be involved in it, not just us on the front line with schools. Next thing we're going to look at is the success of individuals and teams. Professional sports people's experiences and successes can make a sport more popular. For example, you only have to look at Sir Chris Hoy, really kind of drumming up the interest in cycling. You look at someone like Anthony Joshua, who obviously was very successful in the Olympics, and we as a country have always enjoyed boxing, but that kind of really galvanised people in that as well. You have to look at gymnastics with people like Beth Tweddle, sailing like Ben Ainslie. More people take up these things. So when we're successful at something, it's that like knock-on kind of effect of, oh, I want to do that, I'd like to do that. I always use the example of when something's on TV or when something's going well, you generally see it in the streets. I know from where I grew up, when Wimbledon was on, people played tennis. And when the Ashes was on, we played cricket because we saw it. It was on TV a lot more. And particularly when we were successful at it, we did a lot more of it ourselves as well. Next one I'm going to look at is role models. So if there's lots of role models for a particular sport, they will become more popular. Obviously, conversely on that is if there is not role models, or the inaccessible role models, as in they're a role model and you're a female athlete and there's not a female athlete playing your sport. You're a male athlete and it's maybe historically been a female sport. Or if you look at, like, if we're talking about race, religion and culture, in that there's not a role model particularly for the sport that you want to do, or they just kind of don't marry up. There's something kind of missing there. So for example, if you look at someone like David Beckham's been positive for football. I will cross the pond here and look at his effect on the MLS, on Major League Soccer over in America, and that he's definitely going to be one of the people there who's really driven it up, so much so he was allowed to kind of set his own team up, which he kind of wrote into his own contract, which I think it's outstanding if you look at him being a entrepreneur, him thinking, do you know what, I can really kind of plant my flag here and not just be a role model when I was playing, but continue to be, particularly obviously for himself, a financial benefit, but kind of drawing that out for the rest of the time to make sure he's very, very memorable. You look at rugby players in the local area in St Helens in Wigan, and people obviously follow those. I know growing up, one of my role models was Dennis Betts. Also look at people like Phil Clark. That was the reason I played rugby. One of the reasons I played rugby was because they did it, and I saw them as really, really wholesome role models because they were tough, because they played the position that I played as well. So moving forward, that was the sport that I wanted to do because of that when I was a kid. Okay, finally then, so if you talk about acceptability, let's use the term social acceptability as well, because some sports are frowned upon because then they're just not popular. Some people disagree with horse riding because horses get whipped, and there are always massive amounts of protests when you're looking at something like the Grand National, and with good reason really. Some people also disagree with boxing as they think it's too violent, things like MMA as well, where people are getting hurt or getting seriously hurt. You also might look at things social acceptability from, if we use something from contemporary culture, if we use the film Bend It Like Beckham, obviously the cultural issues there, when you've got a Muslim family, and particularly you've got that double-edged sword there of a Muslim family, where for a female athlete it was really kind of frowned upon for her to show her arms or her legs. But then also you've got it being a female athlete actually participating in football at the time. Again, that was kind of art reflecting life, in that you saw a massive growth of female footballers. Was it because of that? Was it around that same time? Did the guys who were making that film maybe just kind of did just drop on? Who knows? But we're talking about acceptability and social acceptability. When sports are frowned upon, they may not be as popular. Okay, so just to finish up then, couple of little things just to talk about. We're talking about a few little kind of soundbite things to think about. We talk about mass participation in things like football because it's got a strong infrastructure, meaning that football is one of the most popular sports in the UK. Tennis lacks easily accessible courts, which impacts on base level participation, which means tennis will not be as popular. Regular involvement in snow sports is as hard because you do have to consistently book trips away, as the UK doesn't have the right terrain or facilities. So snow sports then, therefore, are not as popular. Live football and rugby matches are always available for everyone to watch. This is why these sports have continued to be very popular. Also, some programmes like BBC have coverage on sports such as tennis, so the popularity increases when Wimbledon is on, as I mentioned earlier. Professional sports people's success can increase participation in certain sports. For example, when we had our really, really successful London 2012 Olympics, more people joined Athletics Club. We had that massive swell of people wanting to sign up, so much so they were having to kind of turn people away, which in athletics terms was absolutely ridiculous. They've never had that before. If there's a lack of role models in a sport, it can affect its popularity. If there aren't many Asian footballers, so that sport isn't important or isn't seen as acceptable in the Asian community, whereas there are a lot of Asian boxers who are then role models, so boxing then becomes quite popular within that community. Some people don't accept certain sports. For example, people don't agree with horse riding because of the whipping of the horse. This may affect the popularity of the sport. So, after this, I know it's been a bit of a slog, so I appreciate you sticking with us. In lesson and the assisting PowerPoint that goes with it, there's a number of exam style questions. I would suggest if you can look at that, if you can look at the RO51 revision handout that I've given to you. Also, if you look through past papers all the way from 2011 to 2020, you will find a number of questions on this if we're talking about the reasons for popularity of sport in the UK. Okay, hope this has been really helpful. As always, do give me a shout in the comments or on the PE Instagram if I can do anything else for you. Okay, until next time, cheers.